Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Welcome, everybody, to the Grow From Your Heart podcast. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This, of course, is episode 851. In this episode, I'm going to give away free seeds. Hang out. You know, I talk more about the free seeds later on in the podcast. Before I get too far, I do want to send a big thank you shout out to everybody who gave me feedback on the previous episode. That's right. In the previous episode, I did what I called a rapid fire podcast, where I answered questions in a rapid fire manner. A lot of people seemed to like it. Some people didn't love it. I do appreciate all of the feedback and all of the comments. Thank you for that. If you missed it, go check it out. It is the previous episode on the YouTube channel. Go leave some comments. Let me know what you think about that show. Where do we go from there? Now I want to send some big thank you shout outs to the top three Patreon supporters. That's right. Big shout out to my buddy Lemur Priest. Big shout out to Billy Podunk. And also a big shout out to my buddy Brian C. Thank all three of you for the continued Patreon support. You guys are amazing. If you guys are not already supporting Patreon, check out patreon.com/growfromyourheart. And stay tuned. If you do support the show on Patreon, you just might hear your name on a future podcast episode. Where do we go from there? One more piece of information. Once again, check iredirect.com. That's right. Make sure you go check iredirect.com. You never know what might be in stock, what might randomly be on sale. Go check it out. Go take a look. iredirect.com. Now let's move into the question and answer portion of today's podcast. The questions on today's podcast did come from my website, iregenetics.com. That's right, I do have two websites, don't get confused, but iregenetics.com does have a link to everything you can imagine. On that website, there is a tab that says Grow Help or Grow Questions. If you click on that Grow Help Question tab, guess what? It gives you the opportunity to send me a Grow question. Type in a good question. If I read your question here on the podcast, I will send you a coupon code for a free pack of seeds from iredirect.com. The first grow question on today's podcast came from somebody who's going to be called Weed Vet. Shout out to my new friend Weed Vet. Thank you for the great question. The question says, "Hey Rasta Jeff, greetings my new friend Weed Vet. First of all, thank you for your service." Then it says, "Let me start out by thanking you for the excellent podcast. You are very welcome, sir. Thank you for listening." It says, "I discovered you on a road trip from Minnesota to Phoenix, and I've been back into your archive quite far." Oh, that means you've been listening to those old episodes. That makes me proud and also embarrassed. Thank you for listening. And also, don't judge me by those old shows, bro. I've grown a lot, but they exist and it happened, so I don't delete them. That's a time capsule. That's how it was. It's what I did. It's what I said. It's what I thought then. Who knows? Watch the evolution, see how I grow throughout the years. You guys, don't be afraid to change your thoughts and opinions as you become more educated on things. You're not stuck on a belief just because that's what you've always believed. If you learn new information, that like the dude said, new shit has come to light, man. If some new shit comes to light, learn, adjust. Your info is going to dictate what you believe. Let that change if it does change. I'm preaching some weird shit. Now let's stay focused. Shout out to my friends at Green Dot Labs. It says, "I would also like to thank you for sharing your knowledge and your experience. You make me a better grower." My dude, Weed Vet, that right there is the recharge for me as a podcaster. You just fertilized me quite well. Thank you. That's what makes me a better podcaster. So it goes in a big circle. These kind of compliments make me recharged and more inspired to do more podcasting, and knowing that I'm helping people and making someone a better grower that makes all the lights, the equipment, the time, it's all worth it, brother. So thank you. Keep growing. Keep listening. We'll get better together. Now we will, I was going to say we're going to quit rambling, but we're definitely not, because the dabs I took are making my head spin today. I enjoy it. Here we go. It says, "So here's my topic. I would like to hear you speak about," it says, "inbreeding cannabis. How far into the female flower cycle do the plants, to take the plants to harvest seeds? Thank you for all you do and for all of the help you provide." My dude, you are very welcome. Once again, thank you for your service and thank you for the great question. Also, my friend, make sure you check your inbox for a coupon code, because you have won a free pack of seeds from iredirect.com. That's easier to say than it does sound. But thank you for the question. Thank you for the service. Now, let me ramble a little bit about... So the question is, it sounds like you've got some plants. They've been pollinated. And now you want to know how far they need to go into that process until those seeds are ready, until you can harvest those seeds. Most of the time after pollination, So this is after you know the plants have been successfully pollinated. I pollinate twice. I'll hit them one time. I'll let that boy regenerate another batch of pollen. Then I'll go in there and I'll hit them again, usually about 5 to 7 days apart, maybe 10 days at the most. I don't want to go that far, to be honest with you, but 5 to 7 days apart is ideal. Hit them twice, chop down the dude, clean up the pollen, then let those plants start doing their thing. Now, the answer to the question is generally from that point, about 6 to 8 weeks. It depends on several factors. It could be 6 to 9 weeks. It just depends on how much light is in the room, what kind of light is in the room, how intense is the light, how many watts, is it the appropriate spectrum, how many hours is that light running. Things like that definitely contribute to the finishing time of your seeds. Also, humidity, warmth, cold, swings, overwater, underwater, all of those things will contribute to the finishing time of those seeds. In what I would call ideal conditions, 6 to 8 weeks, and that is going to be plant specific. Some of your plants will spit them out in 8 weeks. Some are going to take 9 weeks because that is what that plant does. You won't be able to speed it up. You can't rush it. There are tricks and tips you can do, like I said, lighting and things, but that plant is just going to take that long no matter what in some phenotypes. Now, I do have some tips here. You can get them to finish more quickly if you use a method that many people that listen to my podcast or are at least trolls on the internet or have big mouths on Twitter, they think this idea is crazy. But anybody that's tried it has sent me a message and said, dude, I tried your the 18-6 method is what it's called. A lot of people know what I'm leading to already. People that are afraid to try it think I'm a lunatic for this. They use a lot of creative words to describe my idea here. It's not my idea. I don't remember exactly where I learned it. It was a combination of things falling into place. Now, one practice I do recommend heavily is after those plants are pollinated, what I like to do is I turn my light timer back to 18 hours on and 6 hours off. I go to my regular vegetative light cycle for those plants after pollination has happened. Many people's heads are blowing up. They're like, why would you put your flowering plants back into a veg cycle? Because at this point, I don't care about buds. I'm not growing for buds. I don't want flowers. I don't care what they look like at the end. I am strictly growing these plants for seed. I am focused on seed production. You're not going to get any usable, smokable flower out of this. A lot of people want to be able to grow a plant that makes flowers to smoke and seeds. And when I'm doing it, I focus on one or the other. I make a crop that is going to be fully seeded, because if I'm making seeds, I want every single bract, every single calyx to be stuffed with seeds in that entire plant. I want as many seeds as I can possibly get. If I'm going to smoke it, I don't want any seeds in there. So it's one or the other for me. So if I'm doing this method, I'm doing it with a fully seeded crop. I'm not too concerned about the appearance of this crop, of the flowers, of the buds. I don't care what it looks like, as long as those seeds are super healthy. That is all that matters to me. So when your head's blowing up saying those plants are going to go back into veg or weird stuff is going to happen, yes, absolutely weird stuff is going to happen. After about 21 days, the plants will show signs of re-veg. About 3 weeks into this, you're going to be like, what is happening? The plants are spitting out little shoots, starting to put little plants coming off the top of my regular plant. What's going on? It's completely going into re-veg. The leaves are going to start twisting and doing weird shit. But guess what? The seeds are going to be very healthy, very happy, and very viable. And when you grow them, you will see that they are very productive, very happy seeds. They will make all of your grower friends very happy if you sell them or share them with them. So what I do when I'm making those seeds is I pollinate 2 times, then I turn that light back on to 18-6, and it speeds up that process. This will get those 8-weekers down to 7 weeks. This will get the 7-weekers down to 6 weeks. The plants that take longer to ripen, the seeds will also take longer in those. Expect that, but not as long as the plant will take to finish, a few weeks shorter, but expect them to go longer. You can speed them up by doing this 18-6 light manipulation method. So just to recap, because we all know I like to get rambly, the quick answer to this is most plants are going to take you 6 to 8 weeks for those seeds to be done, maybe 9 weeks in some plants. But typically it's about 6 or 8 weeks until they're done after the pollination, of course. And then the second part of the question that I wanted to add to was you can speed that process up by changing that light cycle back to 18 hours on and 6 hours off. Again, expect to see wild shit coming from those plants, but the seeds will be amazing. All right, my dude, Weed Vet, I want to thank you once again for the great question. Also, thanks again for your service. I hope I answered your question thoroughly. Big shout out to my friends in Minnesota. And once again, dude, check your inbox because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds from iredirect.com. All right, we're going to keep this show moving. Of course, this next question is also about seeds and breeding. Going to keep the theme moving. This one came from a friend who wants to be called XTG Grown. XTG, my dude, make sure you check your inbox because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds from iredirect.com. The question goes a little bit like this. It says, hey there, much love for all you do for the community. Big love, bro. Much respect going back at you. I appreciate that. It says, I appreciate the wisdom you just keep dropping. Bro, thank you. I've been having a lot of fun putting out the podcast lately. Thank you for listening. I appreciate that. The question says, I was hoping you could share a little more information. I'm starting to flower out some plants, and I'm only worried about producing seeds with them, so that will make this easy. It said, my question is, when growing for seed making, what changes in your nutrition and light cycle would you make, if any? Thank you much, man. Stay well. All right, this is a great question. I do have fun with this one. The thing we're mostly going to do if we're producing seeds and we're not focused on flower production is I'm going to drop out those bloom boosters. I don't need the big heavy PK boosters at the end of flower. Those aren't necessary because I'm not boosting blooms. I'm just making seeds. So we're going to drop those out as going to be our first major change. We're going to feed the basic NPK. Basically, if you're a bottle-fed nutrient grower person, I don't switch out. So when you regularly go from veg to bloom, you're going to switch to your bloom nutrient. If you're making seeds, keep that veg nutrient going. Give it that little bit of an increased nitrogen, lower volumes of potassium and phosphorus. That's just basically what I've seen work well for the seed production. You don't need that big bloom booster going on. Then a little bit of extra calcium, maybe a touch extra of magnesium. They come in the same bottle. Everyone's going to say, just use the CalMag. That will work for you. A little touch extra. And then some silica. I like to add a little bit of silica. A tip, if you're mixing all these nutrients in, mix your silica first. That's just a rule of thumb when you're mixing silica products into your solution. Mix the silica first, get it thoroughly emulsified, then add your other products in. I would go the silica, your base nutrient, the CalMag, and then after that, I would add some amino acids is another thing I would add. You can add carbs in there if you'd like, but amino acids is another thing that I would definitely add to that. Microbe Life Hydroponics makes a great amino booster product. It is cost effective. You need very minimal of that to make healthy seeds. I would add that to your mix. Amino acids are the building blocks of life. It makes sense to me to add a little bit of aminos to my feed for my seeds. It makes sense to me. So that's mainly what I would recommend. And then for light, once again, I would talk about that 18-6 light cycle. Some people will tell you to leave in the, if you do switch out the HPS for the metal halide, if you're old school, some people may tell you to leave that metal halide in there throughout the veg process right into flower. But my main nutrition difference is going to be I'm going to cut out those bloom boosters. I recommend usually some boosters. I'm not going to say them because I don't want to confuse your head. Cut those out. We don't need those. So another thing I also want to recommend is the entire room needs to be in line. You need a solid VPD. If your plant does get powdery mildew, the powdery mildew will attack the seeds. The seeds will have powdery mildew on them. That doesn't mean they will grow powdery mildew. That is not what that means at all. But if an educated consumer buys your seeds and puts them under a microscope, a magnifying glass, they can identify the presence of pathogens that were on that seed as it was shipped. There can be fungus on the seed when it arrives to your customer. If you got bud rot, if you got powdery mildew, make sure not to do that. Let's get that room dialed in. Get the whole room in line. You need everything beautiful, not just the nutrition. You need, Subcool used to call it the laws, the lights, the air, the water, and the soil. All of that needs to be dialed in. And when you're making seeds, it's very nice to get all of that extra dialed in to get those seeds extra perfect, to get the plants extra healthy. That way you can get as many pistils as possible on each plant and then make as many seeds as possible to start with. And then just keep those plants thoroughly healthy all the way. Then you have healthy, happy, big, fat, robust, round seeds. All right, let me make sure I've answered this question because I'm super rambly today, which is not a problem for a podcaster. What changes to nutrition? Drop out the bloom boosters. Keep that the base nutrients coming all the way through. You don't have to flush because you are feeding seeds. No one's going to smoke this. And I think flushing is mostly a myth anyway. Flushing is a myth. I'm standing by it. Increase your CalMag, feed them some silica, and of course, feed them those amino acids. And if you want to get frisky, give them some carbs. And always, nobody pays me to say this, but give them some microbes. Big shout out to my buddy Scotty Real. Get yourself a bag of Recharge. Real growers use Recharge. They don't pay me to say that. They're just my friends, and it's good product. All right, where were we? Also, that 18-6 light cycle will help you out to speed up this seed process. My dude, XTG Grown, thank you for the great question. Once again, check your inbox because you have a coupon code for a free pack of seeds from iredirect.com. All right, before we jump into this next question, it is my duty and responsibility as a podcaster to remind you as a viewer to click like and subscribe. That's right. If you like my ramblings about ganja growing, please do click that like button. If you want an update every time I put out an episode, please do click that subscribe button. And just in case you cannot get enough of my shenanigans, join me on Instagram. That's right. Every Monday night, I do a live show on Instagram. On my Instagram, it is Irie_genetics, IRIE_genetics. Let me give you a fair warning. There are a couple of fake Irie genetics accounts. That's how you know you've made it, ladies and gentlemen. When there are fake accounts, that's how you know you are successful. But follow me on Instagram. I am Irie_genetics. I am the one with a lot of followers, 36,000-ish followers. The other accounts only have a couple of hundred. Don't be fooled. But please give me a follow on Instagram, Irie_genetics. Check out the Irie genetics Instagram Monday night live show where I do. I just answer questions on the fly on Instagram. All right, where were we? We are going to jump into this next question here. I've got a question right in front of me. This one, once again, came from the Irie Genetics website from the Grow Help tab. This one came from our friend who is called Nine Toes. Usually I answer the questions. Today I want to ask a question. Bro, where is the 10th toe? I'm curious, my dude. What happened to the 10th toe? Respond. I want to know. Send me an update. Please, I look forward to it. All right, where were we? The question says, what's up, Rasta Jeff? First off, thank you for the podcast and thanks for the inspiration to leap into making my own seeds. My dude, thank you for listening to the show and thank you for considering me an inspiration. I've been called a lot of words, a lot of names, and an inspiration is when I'd like to be called again. Thank you, my bro. The question said, my question is this, when pollinating a receiver plant, makes sense so far, is it possible to pollinate two different branches with different pollen and make multiple crosses from one female plant? It is possible, but I don't recommend it. You can do it, but I'm a stickler. I like purity. I like knowing a lot of where pedigree is what I really like to know. I want to make sure that the seeds that came from this branch definitely are what I think they are. And I'm hypercritical about that. If you're not 1,000% stressed about it, if you don't care that maybe the pollen from this pollination got over to this one and vice versa, go for it. But I don't want that to happen. I sell seeds. I need people to be able to rely on this is what I said it is. If you're going to grow it yourself and have fun with it, get down to it, bro. Make the bukkake happen. Have a good old time. But if those seeds are going anywhere, I don't recommend it. Because you could simply cross-pollinate, which isn't a thing that I normally say. That's a silly word to me. But that's what you could accidentally do, cross-contaminate your two pollinations. And you could get, because pollen is microscopic. Pollen is tiny, and it just takes one strong breath, and you can move that pollen accidentally around. So I wouldn't do it. Could you? Yes. Would I? No. That's the quick version of that answer. But could you? Is it possible? Yes, it's possible to pollinate different branches with different pollen to make different crosses from one plant. It absolutely is, but it's risky and I would not do it. But like I said, if you're a home breeder, if you're a dude having fun, that sounds like fun to me. I can't do it in my position because I want to know the pedigree of everything in my garden to a really an OCD type of level. There is more to this. I'm not going to shoot you down completely. And in the question though, it says also when growing plants for seed, is the drying the same as for smoke or should it be drier than normal? Thank you for the time. I took a dab and I gave my mom a hug. Bro, thank you for the dab and the hug. I appreciate that. She mumbled something about orangegasm. Oh, I'm not going to read the rest of that. That's cringy, bro. I like it. I'm just not going to read the rest of it. So I only recommend one male is what I wrote on as my notes here. Pollen moves easily. You could breathe pollen into the wrong part. But like I said, if you're having fun, get down to it, bro. Jungle boogie. Now, let's talk about this other part. How dry should I let these plants get? What I do, we're just going to talk briefly about how I harvest seeded plants because that's the only way to get this right. What I normally do is I take the plant and I chop the plant down. I take the plant tag and make sure it is now attached to that dried plant or in that harvested plant in a way that it will not come off. That plant tag is moving with that plant now for the rest of its life. It actually ends up in the bin with the seeds. It helps me verify. It just keeps, it stays all the way through. So I chop down the plant. I take the plant tag. It goes with it. It hangs over a Tupperware bin. It might be a Sterlite bin. I don't remember the name. It's Sterlite. It's a short one. It would normally go under your bed for clothing is what I think they sell it for, but it's just the right size for a harvested plant. So I hang the plant right above that. I hang it above that in case I leave it too long and it starts to dry and the seeds do fall out. Then it falls into my collective bin right underneath it. Most of the time, they don't get that far. But I do let them get what I would consider the unit of measurement for how dry they are would be dry as fuck. That is the unit of measurement which I let them get to. They will be dry as fuck. Then I will take a pair of gloves and I will grab the plant by the stalk and I will hang it over that bin and I will pull all of the buds right off of that stalk just like this. And it's so dry that it just sounds like it's raining seeds right into my collector bin. And then with those same gloves, I will take my hands and just mush that bud up into little tiny dust basically. And then now I've got dust of green dust with a bunch of seeds in there. Now the fun part after that is sifting that green part. The chaff is what that is called from the seeds. That's what that is. You got to get all the chaff out of the seed or the seed out of the chaff. Depends on what you got more of is how I guess you're going to refer to it. But that is the fun part. I've got a machine that helps me do it. There are a lot of different creative machines available, but you're asking about how dry. I let it get dry as fuck, my dude. Just let it get crispy dry and the seeds will probably start plopping out. And that's when you want to grab it and just shuck all the buds right off the stick into a bin. And then I just give it the old dusty fucking hand treatment. Just grind it up. All your material is going to fall right into that bin. You could tip it one way and most of the seeds will roll down. But there are a lot of different methods to get the chaff separated from there. Many of them involve using either a light fan or a vacuum. If you can put a vacuum on low and learn how to feather it, brother, just to get the weed out and not the seeds, you'll figure out how to do it. You'll suck up a few seeds in the beginning, but if it's yours, it's okay. Just don't go ham and fucking suck that whole batch of seeds up. Don't do it. Just skip this idea. I've seen it done. I know how to do it. I'm not going to teach you how to do it and suck up a whole batch of seeds in the vacuum because you'll be mad as shit at me, bro. Here comes the hate mail. Rasta Jeff, I'm digging through my vacuum for my F1s. No, thank you. Don't want to hear it. But if you learn how to do it, you could gently feather a vacuum over your batch of seeds and suck up all the chaff and not get the weed or the seeds that you want. All right, where are we? What am I even talking about at this point? Let's not make it a Maury Povich situation unless you really wanted to. Get it dry as fuck and find a process that makes it easy to separate all of the chaff from the seeds. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pimps and hoes, friends and foes, smokers, growers, clone cutters, pollen chuckers, all of you amazing podcast listeners out there. For full disclosure, I did notice a technical glitch in this episode. It's going to take me a lot of extra minutes to edit and repair this episode. So I'm going to cut it short. It's going to be a little bit short of an episode, but hey, it's a podcast episode. I could cut it short if I want to. There's a technical glitch that you don't even want to know about that I've got to repair. It's going to take me quite some time, but the show must go on. Like Nadav says, we never miss an upload. Shout out to my dude Nadav. This is all unconfirmed news. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap up this rambly episode of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. I'll be back in a week with fresh new content. Make sure you check out the website, iregenetics.com. There's a link to the Discord server. You will find a link to the merchandise store. You will find that Grow Help tab where you can get your question read here on the show. Also, there will be a link to iredirect.com where you can get those seed packs. Go get them while you can. All right, that's all the rambling I've got for today. Make sure you do leave some comments on the YouTube video. Let me know what you think of the podcast. I want to give a big shout out to my buddy Citrus. And until next time, take a fat dab and give your mom a hug for me.
Rasta Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Time to take another dab. Grab your piece and then I go find the bag. Rasta Jeff is in the lab. Sit back, Pokemon, we relax. Hold up.
roots and wisdom start to show from the knowledge seeds we grow. Tune in now to hear the vibe, Rasta Jeff in our conscious tribe. It spreads the truth in every word. Every voice must now be heard. Healing light through cannabis will from your heart cure bliss. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day. In the light we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. Natural medicine and love flows within us like a dove. Educate and elevate. Join the journey, don't be late. Open minds to see the truth. In the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day. In the light, we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. Soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up higher.